This week, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals will hear a case from Idaho that could change how prisons treat some transgender inmates. The issue has sparked a contentious debate in the state on the health care rights of inmates convicted of disturbing crimes and also what procedures taxpayers should pay for. Amanda Peacher reports on the legal aspects of the case itself, but a brief warning, the story contains graphic language that may not be suitable for some listeners.
One late afternoon in September 2015, a transgender inmate named Adri Edmo left a note in her prison cell in Idaho. The note read, "I do not want to die, but I am a woman and women do not have these." Edmo then scrubbed her hands with soap and water, boiled a razor blade, and attempted to castrate herself.
Because she isn't receiving adequate treatment.
That's Lori Rifkin, Edmo's lead attorney.
This distress has led her, twice now, to attempt to castrate herself.
Edmo is serving time for sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy when she was 22. Soon after her incarceration, prison providers diagnosed her with gender dysphoria. Rifkin says Edmo is not being adequately treated.
What Ms. Edmo requires is gender confirmation surgery, and that's what she needs to receive.
Gender confirmation surgery, also known as sex reassignment surgery, is at the heart of this case. Also, what is gender dysphoria and how should it be treated? Amy Penkin manages the transgender health program at Oregon Health and Science University.
Gender dysphoria is used as a clinical diagnosis of the experience of someone whose gender experience is not in alignment with the gender or sex they were assigned at birth.
Penkin says not every transgender person experiences gender dysphoria, but for those who do, there's a spectrum of treatment options. Some people dress in their gender.
So how they wear their hair or their clothing.
Some patients get hormone therapy.
Voice coaching and
training. But she says for some, the level of distress means surgery is medically necessary.
A variety of surgical interventions.
Edmo says she was experiencing a high level of distress and asked the prison to provide the surgery. When her request was denied, she sued. Her attorney, Lori Rifkin, says denying Edmo the surgery constitutes cruel and unusual punishment.
When government entities hold people in prisons or jails, they're required to provide adequate and necessary medical care because their freedom has been taken away and they can't seek such care for themselves.
At the district court level, federal judge Lynn Windmill agreed. But soon after taking office in January, Idaho's governor Brad Little made the decision to appeal.
Allowing this case to sit there, I was afraid that it would lower the bar as to what the state of Idaho had to pay for.
The surgery would be paid for under the state's umbrella contract with a private provider of prison health care, Corizon. Idaho Department of Corrections Chief Psychologist Wally Campbell says he can't comment on Edmo's case because it's pending litigation. But more generally, Campbell says the bar for this type of surgery is high. An inmate would need to be experiencing significant distress from gender dysphoria.
In my mind, doing an irreversible medical procedure would require a higher level of distress than hormone replacement therapy.
Edmo's lawyers say Edmo is already on hormones and she still tried to castrate herself, which is a clear sign of distress. They brought in medical experts to confirm that, who say she does need the surgery. State witnesses argued the opposite. It's a battle of the experts, according to Walter Olson. He's a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, a libertarian think tank.
As you know, if you ask five different health insurance plans, what is medically necessary care? You'll get five different answers.
Still in the lower ruling, the judge said the state's witnesses lacked experience treating people with gender dysphoria. For attorney Lori Rifkin, Edmo's need is as clear-cut as treating a cancer patient.
If somebody requires surgery or chemotherapy or radiation to shrink their tumor, that is what we give them.
If the Ninth Circuit agrees, Adri Edmo will be the first inmate to get gender confirmation surgery through the courts, and that could set a precedent. It also means Edmo would be transferred to an Idaho women's prison after her surgery. She's scheduled to be released in 2021. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
James Dawson contributed to this report. For more on this story, visit our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.